irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Bruce Cameron, along with Jenny Hubby.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, everybody.
Well, dog days of summer are upon us. But the
True.
Show must go on. The show must go on. And it is going on. So what can we say? Well, every now and again we get a guest that really strikes a special chord with us and then shows, you know, has some growth and experience and some new opportunities happen, and we're always excited here at the Concierge Coaches Show to hear how folks are growing and progressing in their coaching practice, particularly in a boutique practice such as what Sarah has. So, but Jenny, if you want to introduce our guest, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, Bruce, we talked to Sarah in December of last year. So it's been about a little bit over 6 months, and wanted to get an update from Sarah because she has such a unique niche with her expat coaching business. And what I feel like that's done for her is kind of open her up as an expert and a very inspiring person and an example in a true marketing strategy in the social media area. So there's much more to Sarah than social media, but that's something I respect about Sarah. So I want to, first of all, welcome you, Sarah, to the show, and just mention that Sarah is an associate certified coach through International Coach Federation. So she's gone through the international accreditation process to be credentialed, and she's also certified through the Divine Intelligence Institute in Allen, Texas. And now Sarah's in Montreal and based there. But she was born and raised in Italy, which is another reason we wanted to have her back on, because we love to hear her talk. So with that, Sarah, I'd love to have an update on your new collaborations, one of them being University of Montreal. And I know you'll mention the other one to us. And I was just watching a video on social media where you were at University of Montreal and you videoed yourself saying that you had approached them a year ago and they'd said no, and this time they said yes to a collaboration project. So tell us more about that.
So thank you so much for having me again. I really appreciate. Yeah, I did this little video because it was important for me to underline to my friends and my clients the importance to not give up. As you said, 1 year ago, I went to Université de Montréal and they just for, you know, a proposal, a project. And they say, yes, it's very interesting, but Sarah, you know, it's not possible right now. So it was not a good moment for me. But, you know, as you know, I never give up and I try again. And the second time they say yes. For sure, I modify a little bit my strategy about that, but I was convinced, I was determined to achieve what I want because I believe in my service and say, okay, Sarah, you have maybe changed a little bit the package and your speech, but there is a place for you. And after that collaboration, I knocked the door to another university in Montreal, and I was able to create another collaboration with the Joel Moscow School of Business at Concordia University. So, you know, most of the time as a coach, we are facing challenges, or maybe we don't have right away clients. But if you believe in your service, there is always a solution. And so maybe you receive the first time a no, but it's not a no for the, you know, for always a no. But you can find a solution and you can open a new door for the future.
And that's something that I know that you say on a regular basis, is everything is figure outable. That's
yes,
a new word.
Always. Yeah, I, you know, as you know, it's not my first language. It's my third language, the English. But I try always to, you know, to use some things and say, you know, everything is figureoutable. Which means for me, there is always a solution. Maybe it's not the first door. Maybe you can achieve your project. Maybe if you knock to the 10th door, but it's not important. The important thing is, don't give up and continue your amazing job.
Cool. Now, you said that one of the opportunities was Concordia University?
Yes.
Now, are they out of California, or where are they out?
They are based in Montreal. So it's a Canadian university, yes.
Okay. I know that I've heard of one out our way as well. But no worries. So also, too much time gets away, let's talk about your social media strategy. I know that that's such an important aspect for nearly everybody who's in the coaching space on how they are going to utilize social media in order to promote their practice, their coaching practice. And so I'd love to hear about your utilization of social media and how that's worked for you.
Yeah, I have different strategy, but the first thing I did in the past is to define my niche. When we are coach, most of the time we know it's a technique. Coaching is a technique, so we can apply to everyone. But so we can help a lot of people. But when you start your business, it is so important to define a specific niche. I know most of the time people say to me, Sarah, I know I have to do it, but I don't want to leave anyone out. And I was in that place too at the beginning. I was afraid to decide a specific niche. But what I noticed about that, I was talking to nobody because I was talking in general. So people, they really don't identify, really, was able to create an empathy with people. Mm-hmm. So when I decided to go deeper, and I knew I was losing some clients on doing that exercise, I was able to identify in detail my niche. In that moment, everything changed. Because when I start to publish my blogs, or when I publish something on LinkedIn or in social media as Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, I add a specific intention. I know who is my client. So for me, are expats. So I know the frustrations of expat people. I know most of the time women are at home. They don't have a financial independency. So I was able at the beginning of my content to create a relationship with this specific client. And I noticed a big challenge, a big benefit on this approach. When I identify my niche, I had in 1 month 5 new clients just on changing my content, on changing my approach, because I was specific. I spoke directly with this specific client.
You were speaking their language.
Their language too. Yeah. So, and I noticed I was losing time on being generalist. And when I noticed, okay, in 1 month, I had 5 clients say, okay, Sarah, this is your path. I know I'm losing other people, but I have my ideal client in front of me. And it's very easy to discuss with them because I know their frustration. Mm-hmm. Another step I took the time to interview my ideal client. I know different expat women, and I decide to set up a meeting and just discuss with them and ask them their frustration, what they want to change in their life. And they offer to me just the content for my blogs and my posts on Facebook and on Instagram. As Jenny said, I use their language. You know, maybe especially for me, as you know, the English is not my native language. Most of the time, I have the tendency to translate from Italian or from French. And maybe it's not the same verb, okay? But they offer me for free their language. So most of the time when I start a collaboration with a client, I really suggest to them to sit down and take the time, maybe in 1 week, to interview the clients, the potential clients, because they are a treasure for us. They offer to us their frustration, their language, and a big amount of content for our social media posts.
That's brilliant. So they're really, they are a gold mine. Your ideal client is a gold mine for knowing how to talk directly to your ideal client.
Sarah, I'm looking at your Facebook, and I think you should run this term into the ground. It's beautiful. It's
thank you.
The expatpreneur.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Oh, man, dude, that is a really nice, buzzy, you know, that's kind of a United States kind of a, you know what I mean, kind of a hip confluence of being away and being an entrepreneur and a word. The connotation is that of success and flourishing, right?
Yeah. You know, being multilingual is really an advantage in the way that you use words and language, and that because Sarah will talk about a solopreneur, a coachpreneur, an expatpreneur, and it's just refreshing. Your language is refreshing. So, Bruce, you know, while you're looking at her social media, you can see how Sarah uses video. She uses, still posts and everything. But one thing I want to point out to everyone and mention, you know, and share this story with you, Bruce, is that Sarah and I are working on a project to create a marketing program for solopreneurs, really, for therapists and coaches that are building their business. So we're doing what Sarah is talking about, is interviewing some therapists to understand the real needs and the real gaps and how we can help. So we interviewed a therapist last week, and it was just really, I think, brought back home to me, and probably to Sarah, that so many of us as entrepreneurs, we post stuff on social media. So we we do the task, but there's no strategy behind that. And so our mindset is really, I got to post stuff. I got to be relevant. I got to get stuff out there. What Sarah does is takes it a step further and says, how many of those people that commented on your post, your blog or your vlog, how many of those did you make direct contact with? So she really uses social media in an active way where if someone comments on a post, she reaches out to them to make contact with them.
Yeah, it's
builds a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for underlining that part, because most of the time as coach, we try to publish as much as possible is perfect. But when you are in social media, it's publish your post in an ocean. So you put your stuff on the sea, but you don't know where is your client. But when someone put you a like or do some comments, this person becomes a warm client. In the sense, she or he is related to your content. So for me, when someone reacts to my post, it's a potential client. In that moment, I take care to create a connection with this person through a comment or a private message, and just I pay attention and I ask a question about them. I don't talk about myself. I try to talk about them, their frustration and their problem. I'm not the hero in that situation. The person in front of me, it's the hero of the situation. And I just want to put myself as a guide in that relationship. And so I don't share nothing about myself, but I try more to understand the person and what she really liked about my post or my video. So it's so important when we publish something to pay attention about the reaction of people. And when we notice that, there is a step forward. So take the time to create a private connection, a private conversation with this warm client.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a beauty of it is really seeing who you're talking to. You're able to see who resonates.
Yeah, and you know, I have a group, and in that group, I don't have a lot of members, but I was able to create a great collaboration, a great relationship with five people there. And I'm working since June to create a relationship, and I hope the next month to sign up for a program with me, probably. So it's not overnight. You know, it's not just if you send out one message and the people become your client. It's not the case. It's you have to, you know, pay attention, do some follow-up, an update about their life, and say you are always there for them. So I'm working 2 months before having a contract. So the social media is perfect because you can reach new people, so you are not in a local geography, but you can build relationship around the world, but you still have to do your job. So you have to spend some hours during the week to continue the relationship with this potential client.
Very good. Now, you were saying that you don't share much about yourself with your clients, but isn't that kind of the bond that unites you between your clients, is the fact of your expatness?
I share when I can create an empathy. So when I know where the woman is in that moment. So most of the time I say, yeah, I know what are you doing because I was in that place before. And so in that moment, yes. But most of the time I try always to keep a coaching position. So I listen more than I talking. So yeah, but you know, when you have to motivate someone and you know, you are abroad, you don't have any members of your family around you and you feel alone, for sure. I share my experience too. But it's not every time.
Certainly, I can imagine that every time, but you know, that's just kind of, I just wanted to know what that balance was with you and your clients. And you know, people that are in recovery sometimes will mention they're in recovery if their client's in recovery and whatnot. And I know that's kind of a razor's edge to walk sometimes, depending on the situation. So I just didn't know how you handle that.
Yeah, especially for the expat in life, I share, you know, most of the time in social media, I use a lot Instagram stories. So people, they are able to, you know, to know more me through this kind of video. And most of the time people are afraid to, you know, put themselves in front of the camera. It was for me too. I was afraid, especially when I have to do a video in English because for the mistakes. But I noticed Instagram stories help me a lot because you can create a little video in just in 50 seconds. So I was able in 50 seconds to just say three phrases. And it helped me to be always more confident in front of the camera. And now I'm able to, you know, be in front of the camera during 2 minutes without not really be afraid. So I suggest to the people who are not really comfortable with that to just start with short videos, just maybe with a little you know, metaphor or little stories, and just share their thoughts. And with the practice, everything is coming easier.
Okay, very good. So you're able to create a 50-second video inside of a LinkedIn post. Is that what you're saying?
Instagram. LinkedIn, I use more for another target when I try to connect with expat clients. I use most of the time Instagram stories and Instagram and Facebook because based on my research, I know my ideal client is in these two specific social media platforms.
And how did you figure that out, Sarah?
What I did, it was very simple. I did some research on Google, because for me, my ideal client is a female who is abroad. It's probably a man with one or two kids, and so I know she spends a lot of time at home. So I know this kind of profile as a person are in Instagram and Facebook. And they're looking more on videos and photos. So I spend probably a good three days to do some research and, you know, see where they are, because I don't want to spend my time on Twitter if my real client is not there.
Right.
So yeah. For me, I know what I did. There is a lot of expat group on Facebook and in Instagram, and I just join some groups, and I try to create relationship with some women there. Most of the time when I discuss with coaches, they say, I want to create my own group because I can focus on my ideal client. Perfect. But you can use other group too, you know, if they have a similar topic and you are fit in that topic, you are allowed to go there and try to discuss with someone in private. And after that, after maybe 1 week, you can share with this person. You have your own group, and you can transfer this person to your group too. So don't be afraid to go in another group and support other people, because you can use the effort the other people put in their group and use for yourself. I know it's not cute to say, but is the reality. So I create a lot of relationship with expat blogs and magazines. And most of the time I publish something and I share some tips there. And I create amazing relationship in a group where I didn't build. But they have a lot of followers, and I put myself in front of my potential client in this group too.
I think that's what's so great about Sarah, you, Sarah, is that you're passionate and you're pragmatic. It's a term that I know you use to describe yourself as the pragmatic. And so you're always thinking about a strategy, like what do I want to get out of this and how do I go about doing that? And what you want to get out of it is connecting with your ideal client, those warm, turning marketing activity into warm leads and then eventually into clients. And so you have been published in an Italian journal. You also published in ICF? On the website. So she's out there writing articles and getting published and doing blogs and vlogs. But it's not just putting yourself out there. It's sort of like you're baiting, using the language of your ideal clients and baiting to see who bites. And then that's a warm lead for you.
Yes. Because, for example, I publish in the ICF blog and I add 28 comments from people I really don't know. And what I did, I found them on LinkedIn, because most of the time coaches are on LinkedIn. I asked for a friendship on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I start a little collaboration, a little conversation with them. And one of them now is my client. So, you know, if I just publish a blog post on International Coaching Federation, okay, and I just publish, I don't do nothing about that. I just lost my time. I lose my time when I put my effort to write down and ask for a friend to, you know, check my grammar. So I spend time and money, and if I don't use that, it's not a smart move. So yes, it's published. It's published in an important platform. I have to create a really connection with people are liking my blog or are commenting on my blog. And the unique way for me, the easy way, is to find them on LinkedIn and just create a really relationship and ask, what is your takeaway about my blog? did you know more about this kind of topic? And people, they start really to comment because they want to share their vision or their opinion. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, what I do, I start to coach them. So I say, what is your big fear right now? How can I support you? And in that moment, I create a little relationship. And after that, I ask for they call with me just to know them better.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that's such an important point to make, is that when someone comments on a post or an article, blog, whatever that post might be, it's not that you respond and go, hey, do you want to sign up for coaching?
You actually
engage the person, the individual, in a conversation, and you're actually offering some free value to them, that doesn't cost anything to them. And you're asking questions. That's the key for coaching too, is asking those powerful questions, those strategic questions. So you're asking the questions to engage them in conversation, and then offering more if you see that it could be helpful, because that's how you're building a relationship.
Yeah, as you said, it's a relationship. For me, my mindset is create a new friend, not create a client. So when I'm in the middle of the process, I want to have a new friend. So I can share with them some tips for free, and discover more about the family or where I'm going on vacation, you know. So it's a friend. And most of the time, what happens when I give some free advice, people, they want to ask more, or maybe they propose to me, which, you know, I want to work with you. So because in that moment when I share tips, I have a knowledge about that. So I can help them. But at the beginning, I do for free. And I'm not afraid to give some free advices, because most of the time my clients say, you know, Sarah, they pick my brain and they didn't sign up. It's important to think in that way. Mm-hmm. I share tips, okay? So I give you some knowledge, but I know for sure from knowledge to apply my concept, it's a long, long story. Most of the time, people pick my brain, but they know the solution, but they are not able to apply the strategy.
Yeah, a lot of times it's the how of it where we're stuck.
And, so, you know, they can pick my brain for sure, but I don't share the how, or maybe I can share maybe two flips about the how, but they are not able to go forward. Or maybe they don't have the time, or they don't have the accountability partner to stick around that goal. So don't be afraid, because most of the time we are afraid to share too much, and at the end they don't apply our strategy. So maybe you lost a client because you don't want to share one, two tips for free, it's going to be sad, you know.
Or maybe you shared and you didn't get a client, but you did help someone. And also, we never know if they'll, even if they don't hire us, they might recommend us to someone else.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's a part of building a community, building our reputation, and providing something of value to our community.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Good point to underline that. part two, because most of the time we focus on the people who are we are talking, but there is a big network behind that person. So never underestimate the power of one person.
Oh, that's so true. Think of Nelson Mandela and what he did. And we don't know what kind of power and influence someone has when we're talking with them and engaging with them.
Yeah.
Bruce, did we get you back? I think we lost Bruce for a few minutes.
I am back. Yes, I am.
Awesome. Awesome. What do you think?
I think this is a really good approach, you know, that, particularly trying to build the relationship and be more relationally focused versus trying to, you know, close the deal, you know, on a coaching contract. So, and sounds like you do it in an appropriate way. I know I'm always hitting myself, you know, somebody, I'll scroll through LinkedIn like I might Facebook, and I might like some person's post, and man, here they come. Hey, thanks for liking my post. How can I help you?
Yeah. Do you want to sign up now?
Yeah.
Nice. Or, you know, hey, thanks for connecting with me. I noticed that you connected with me and you hadn't reached me in the last 3 days. So let me tell you what I'm up to. I'm like, oh my God, I never asked you what you know. I don't even know why the hell, you know, I even liked you. And anyway, all serious. I mean, you know, that's kind of the dark side of that LinkedIn culture. But sounds like you really go about it in an appropriate way and quite methodical and very thoughtful. So that's really nice.
You know, then there are coaches that have a niche that's similar to Sarah's in that the niche is huge as far as a geographical area, but it's sort of a virtual niche in some ways. And so how do you meet those people? I mean, it's not like you necessarily are going to meet, you might meet a few, but it's not like you're going to go to a networking event and shoot fish in a barrel, as they say. It's really, they're more challenging to find your niche. And so you have that strategy of doing that. And in fact, Sarah and I were talking to the therapist last week, and, you know, she's very intelligent, willing to do the work, but just not sure how to connect with her niche on social media. And she's a blogger. She's putting herself out there, and she's just such a great example of some awesome professionals that have the intelligence, have the willingness, and just they're not sure how to make their marketing work for them, whether it's social media or what it is. And that's what inspires me about Sarah, is that I just know we've worked together on projects and we've done some joint coaching for each other. And it doesn't take her long to get to the bottom of the real problem so that we can get to the solution on what we're talking about. So she's the one that helped me identify that my target market is really therapist. My target audience is therapists because they refer clients to me. My target market is the therapist client or the treatment center's client. So I'm really talking to two different audiences. And so it changed my strategy and my mindset. You remember that, Sarah?
Yeah, it was your situation was very particular, because when we started to discuss, you spoke about both, and I did. I'm an external of your situation, so I realized why she, you know, proposed me to different people. I don't know really, so I asked to you few questions, and we realized you have two group in front of you, but you have to discuss with one because it's your fear, and you have your final client So it was a very specific situation, and I was so happy at the end of our, you know, coaching session, because in 1 hour we were able really to clarify your strategy, and you are working right now with more intention. So you know, when you go in the network event, you go in the specific groups, and when you discuss or you publish something, it's for a specific clientele with a specific topic. So it was a very a great session, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Mm. Sounds like it was a really good a good session. And, you know, we're gonna look at other therapy, either therapists or therapy type providers, hopefully here in the new future. Jenny, we talked about that this morning, to see how they mm-hmm. view coaching as a role, as a facilitative or adjunct, you know, to what that service line is. So I think that'll be an interesting discussion. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize, Sarah, I was looking, there's an expat coaching association. There's kind of an ICF expat guru lady on there. I thought it was going to be you. I guess so.
She's the guru girl.
Sorry, guys. I'm really taken aback by the market that's there for expat coaching, specifically expat coaching. So I didn't realize it was such an industry, if you will. But it is.
Yeah, there is a lot, because we don't realize, but there are a lot of people are living abroad, so they are not close at home, and there is a lot of cultural transition too. So the challenge of visa too. So it's a huge market. At the beginning, I was when I started my research about my niche, I was focusing on diplomatic spouse, but I realized they are not the only one, and now I'm working with engineer spouse. So there is a lot of women around the world. They are living abroad because of their the job or their husband. So it's big. Then we can talk.
Great. Well, and then, like you said, you know, you've done your diligence to kind of carve your niche out of this larger piece, to see, you know, get in where you fit in, as they might say here. So it sounds like you're really doing some diligent work there. So, hey, we got about 8 minutes, so we don't want those 8 minutes to slip away. We want to make sure that toward the end of that 8 minutes that you share with our listeners how to contact you and all that good stuff. But and your website and your LinkedIn, because you got quite and that Instagram. Oh, I was going to ask you, Instagram. Now, is your Instagram, Sarah? Is that a business Instagram managed with the business Instagram metrics yourself?
Yeah. The Instagram, I decided to have two strategies on my Instagram. I have my account in Italian, so it's more, in that Instagram, I share more my personal life. And in the English one, I talk always about my expat life and my business. So it's very difficult for you to find what I'm eating for my brunch on Sunday on my English account. When I publish, it's always, maybe there is something of my life, but I always connect my post on my business. So I really try to have two different strategies. So one is more personal, and the second is very, very professional, because I don't want to share something, you know, on my business account. And now Instagram, I can, you know, check my statistics there too, so I know where the people are looking. So I can reach them, and it's my strategy is very, very clear. Two different accounts with two different strategies.
Makes sense, and it also I know that's been, from what I hear anyway, with Instagram, that is recommended. And I would think if I was looking up your profile and I had to scroll through a bunch of personal stuff to get to who you are as a professional, I would probably lose interest if I had to scroll through too many personal pictures. So that makes sense to me as a user.
Yeah, for sure, because because most of the time when I publish something or I do an Instagram story, it's always I always say share some frustration. So the person, the expat wife, she has to connect with me through my post. So I have always this mindset. Where is my, in which situation is my client? So I share to create, my intention is I understand you and this is how I overcome that. So the person who are watching my my video can relate it to that, to me.
Yeah.
So I can share in my room, but there is an intention about that. Or maybe I can share my luggage when I'm traveling. I travel. Mm-hmm. So I can connect something with the expat world, with the business and with my coaching business. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So please don't put everything in only one place, because as you said, Jenny, you confuse your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So with that in mind, so Sarah, how can everybody reach you? What are the different sites that your services can?
Yes, the website is sarahottoboni.com. So it's where they can find my information, and you have the link there to my Instagram and LinkedIn, so they are able to, you know, connect with me through social media and directly with my email there. My email is hello@sarahottoboni.com. And they are able to set an appointment with me on my website too, so for free. So
awesome!
I will be glad to discuss with some coaches. So I'm always available.
Thank you, Sarah.
That sounds great. Well, I'm so glad you came on the show today, Sarah, and kind of gave us an update on what you're doing and the judicious use of social media. Always judicious use of social media. It's always glad to see that when it happens. It sounds like it's happening with you. So What a great pleasure that is. So thanks for coming on the show again with us. And hopefully we'll have you again on here soon again.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you, Sarah.
All right, folks. So that wraps it up. Another great episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Remember, all these shows are archived moments after the show on the LA Talk Radio site. And shortly thereafter, they're there for your viewing, not viewing, but listening pleasure on iTunes with the show summary and everything. And don't worry, you don't have to pay for it. We have paid forward so all our listeners can listen to every show for free on iTunes on demand. So
all the time.
All the time. All the time. So that's just who we are over here at the show, and love doing that for everybody. So with that, we'll bid everybody a good week, and we hope to see you here next time on LA Talk Radio, Concierge Coaches Show, another exciting guest and things to discuss in the world of coaching, and we'll see y'all then. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.